Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 47 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, Exalt the Lord. Richard Foster once wrote, "Adoration is the spontaneous yearning of the heart to worship, honor, magnify, and bless the Lord. We ask nothing but to cherish Him. We seek nothing but His exaltation. We focus on nothing but His goodness." Our text for today is Psalm 99, verses 6 through 9. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel also was among those who called upon his name. They called to the Lord, and he answered them. In the pillar of the cloud, he spoke to them. They kept his testimonies and the statute that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain. For the Lord our God is holy. Because of the Lord's holiness, he must be exalted. God is worthy to be praised because he has proven himself to be faithful, merciful, and righteous. The psalmist provides examples of Moses, Aaron, and Samuel as those who called upon his name. Crying out to the Lord was a continual aspect of these great Old Testament leaders. God heard their cries and, according to verse 6, answered their prayers. The Lord spoke to them through a pillar of cloud and gave them his laws. He forgave their sins and avenged their wrongdoings. Notice the multiple reasons we have to exalt the Lord. He listens to and answers our prayers. He gives us his laws and commands. He forgives our sins. In addition to all of that, he is holy. We have some excellent reasons to exalt the Lord. Alan Ross provides insights into the personal application of Psalm 99 to our daily lives. Psalm 99 calls for people to praise and exalt the sovereign king, but the psalmist wants everyone to understand what kind of a king this is, and so he tells of his sovereign majesty over all people, his establishment of justice and righteousness through his people, and his response to their cries for help, and his provision of guidance in the law, revealing him to be a forgiving God, but also a God who judges wickedness. These essential aspects of the Lord set him apart from all others. In a word, he is holy. So these things may be gathered together in a summary expository statement. The holy Lord must be praised and exalted in worship because he reigns over the whole world, loves and establishes justice, and meets the physical and spiritual needs of his people. Here we see the greatness and the grace of God, the two common causes in the Psalms for praising him. By singling out Moses, Aaron, and Samuel as examples to follow, the psalmist is reminding us of the priestly character of true worship. All who call upon the Lord in time of need are functioning as priests. All who receive His commandments and obey them are participating in their spiritual service. And the perpetual reminder in the psalm that the Lord is holy, a covenant theme frequently seen in the law, you can see Leviticus 19. This is a reminder that to praise and exalt Him properly. This requires that we bow before Him in submission and reverence. Because He is the sovereign King, He has established a covenant of righteousness and justice. And because He has fixed this order for His people, He meets the needs of His people, guiding them according to His will and responding to their cries, especially their cries for forgiveness, so that the order of righteousness may be retained. All of this will ultimately find its fulfillment in the coming of Jesus, the Messiah. When He puts down all His enemies and establishes His righteous reign, then the acclamation and praise of His greatness and His grace will be fully realized and fully appreciated. Exalt the Lord, for we have multiple reasons to lift Him up through praise and honor His name. Instead of questions for consideration today, consider the following psalms and allow them to encourage you to spend time exalting the Lord. Psalm 46:10 in the NIV. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Psalm 57:5 from the NIV. "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth." Psalm 145, verse 1 from the NIV. "I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever." And finally, from Isaiah 25, verse 1. "Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago." Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.